All right. We drove from Regina this morning. It's a good drive, good highway. Not really a lot of turns. Almost a straight line. After we came to the point up south, it started going west. So that's that's nice to be able to drive, not in a mountainous or hilly highways, but just straight line. Okay, before we study God's word, I would like to request everyone to bow their heads, and we will go to the Lord in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for your wonderful day that you have given us to be with us, to be together as a body of believers here at Moosejaw Baptist Church. Pray that you bless, Lord, our time together as we study your word. And we pray for our brothers and sisters who are traveling right now on vacation, on a long weekend vacation. I pray that you would be with them, that you would keep them safe, protect them, Lord, and bring them back safely. We pray for all these things in Christ's most precious name. Amen. I'd like to invite everyone to open your Bibles in the book of Ecclesiastes. 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 One other name of the book of Ecclesiastes is the preacher. The preacher. So we are glad that we have this book, the Ecclesiastes, the preacher. A lot of biblical principles that we can learn from this book. But this morning, I'd just like to focus on the study of time. Time. Okay? Your time is up. So somebody would say a while later, Pastor, it's time. Your time is up. About quarter or so to 11. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1. This is what the Bible says. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. Amen? That's the Bible. That's what the Bible says. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. Actually, which is the topic on climate change. It's being, you've been probably hearing it on and on and on. And actually, the climate change is just the four seasons, you know, summer, fall, winter, and spring. That's it. It changes, okay? Because time changes. And there is a time to every purpose under the heaven, okay? So I'd like to focus on, in a few minutes that we'll be studying the Word of God, on time, and then time as it relates to God, and time as it relates to man, to us, okay? Let me give you the definition first of time. Time is a non-spatial continuum in which events occur in apparently irreversible succession from the past through the present. So that's the textbook definition or the Webster definition of time. It's a continuum, non-spatial continuum, which events occur in apparently irreversible succession from the past through the present. Another definition is, it is an interval separating two points on this continuum. An example is, there's a long time since the last war. So, you know, there's an interval separating two points, the past, the present. Another definition is a number as of years, days, or minutes representing an interval, like he ran for 4 minutes. So the 4 minutes will be the time. And then another example is a similar number of representing a specific point on this continuum, reckoned in hours and minutes. Like at this moment, it's 10:24 a.m. So that's the time. It represents an hour and minutes. And then last definition is a system by which intervals are measured or such numbers are reckoned. Like the solar time, lunar time. Okay? So that's the textbook definition. What I did, I incorporated all this definition and came up with the definition of time using the acrostic T-I-M-E. So what is time according to the acrostic T-I-M-E? Number one, it's tentative. Time is tentative. Okay? Time is tentative, but what you do in time will have an impact in eternity. Just like the day you trusted Christ as your Lord and Savior. When you put your faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, you repent of your sins. That was a specific in time. Like in my personal experience, that was December 20, 1987. That was the time I trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. That's only a specific time or point in time, but it has a eternal, you know, it has an impact in my eternity, in my life, specifically in eternity. It changed the trajectory of my life. From being a sinner, going to hell, just like that, instantaneous when I trusted Christ, my destiny, my future changed. So that's letter T. And then the I in the word time, it's irreversible. Irreversible. You cannot reverse it anymore. There's no such a thing as going back, going to the past. Or, even the back in the future. There's no such a thing as that. There's no going back to the past. Like what happened 5 minutes ago. We cannot go back 5 minutes ago. Amen? When you arrive 9:55 a.m. this morning, you cannot go back to 9:55. Let's go back to 9:55. And change, you know, the course of what we did, you know. Or probably you have forgotten to bring my potluck. The food that I was supposed to bring. You cannot anymore go back. You have to deal with what happened. If you're late, you're late, right? I remember, we had a friend. And this friend, he had this habit of going to an appointment late. And they had to be at the airport at a certain time to be able to get, you know, to check in the luggages and everything, the security, you know. If you go to the airport and you miss that time frame, I think it's only 1 hour or 45 minutes to 1 hour to check your baggage. If you miss that time, no, they'll not anymore accept. You're late. Okay, we cannot anymore process your luggages. You know? I think we have also experienced that. So once you're late there. You cannot anymore. You cannot ask that. Can we request the plane to delay the departure for us to be accommodated? No, it's scheduled. So it's irreversible. You cannot bring it back. Letter M in the word time is moment. Moment. You are not wise if you just live for the moment. You know, there are a lot of philosophers that teach, live your life for a moment. Okay? If you just live your life for a moment without considering what will be the impact of your life in the eternity, in the future, that is not wise living. Amen? So everything that we make, everything that we choose, everything that we decide on a moment will have an impact in the future. So don't live just for momentary, but live with the eternity in your mind. Okay? And then, of course, letter E. What's letter E? Letter E is this. It is a eternity. Okay? Tentative, irreversible moment in eternity. Actually, time, if you will consider really time, in the perspective of eternity, it is just like a drop of water in the ocean. Do you consider that? Do you realize that time is only a drop of water in the ocean of eternity? So we are in a capsule, in a time capsule right now. I don't know how many years you will be living, but in the United Kingdom, there's a study, the average person that lives in the United Kingdom is about 79 years old. 79. So if I am 53 right now, and I will have to live about 79, it means I will have to live 25 more years? No, my math is off. 26 years? 26 years. So if I only have 26 years in my life right now, should I be wise spending my time? Because I only have 26 years. You know, my dad passed away at 61. 61. If I will have to live about 61 years old, just like my dad, and I'm 53, it means I only have 8 years to go. So what should I be doing with my time? You know, there's a study, as I mentioned, in the United Kingdom about time. And let me give you, this study, because I'll try to bring, what I really would like to bring to you this morning. But we have to have a perspective of what is really going on in your life. If I will have to live 79 years old, according to the study, that will be 79 years. It is equivalent to 28,835 days. Okay? Of the 79 years, or of the 28,835 days, sleeping will be about 33 years. When you sleep at night, you sleep 8 hours a day, that will be equivalent to 12,045 days, or about 33 years. Wow, that's the bulk of the time that we have here on earth, sleeping. Do you sleep a lot? Or do you just sleep the average, 8 hours? So if you sleep 4 hours a day, about half of the time that you sleep can be spent with something else, right? Anyways, about 33 years of sleeping. 26 years are actually, are the years of really actually sleeping. You know, sometimes you snore. That's 26 years. What happens with the other seven years? I thought it's 33 years. 7 years is actually the time you are trying to sleep. Have you experienced that? Lying down, trying to sleep? For 1 hour, you keep on turning. You could not sleep. 7 years of that you spend in your lifetime. Especially, we were surprised that we can see the sunlight outside the base. We were staying at the basement for more than 3 weeks, and there was a little window. What's going on? It's just almost 5 a.m., but there's light coming in. So the sunshine here is very early, and the sun sets also very late, like around 9. You can still see it's different in Florida. Okay? So the sleeping, 33 years. And then the next bulk of your time that you'll be spending here on earth is about 4,821 days of work. You are working for 4,821 days in years, that will be 13 years. 13 years. Okay? And then the third one, this is just the bulk of the hours that will be, according to the study. The screen time, what will be the screen time? That will be watching TV, on your Facebook or social media. You know what time you will be spending if you have to live about 79 years? 11 years. 11 years. Total of 11 years and 4 months. 8 years and 4 months watching TV. That's the average, according to the study. And then 3 years on your social media. So that's about 11 years. And then the next one will be the fourth, eating. How much do you spend, or how much will you be able to spend if you have to live about 79 years old? 5 years of eating. 1,583 days, 4 years and 6 months. So eating will be the fourth. The fifth one will be vacation. Vacation. 3 years and 2 months, 1,146 years. You have to have some kind of vacation, you know, just get out of your routine, you know, just spend quality time with your family, like long weekends, you know, vacation. Or you can even spend your vacation at the church, you know, services, or with your church family. Then, of course, the sixth one will be exercise. Time with spouse or socializing, about 4 years. And then school days, 334 days, about 1 year. 1 year. When I say 1 year, 24/7 for 1 year. That is attributed to schooling, going to school. I think this is up to senior high. No, college is not yet even included here. From kindergarten to senior high, about 334 days. And then, of course, there will be some miscellaneous. Miscellaneous are getting up in line at the store, at the bank, you know, when you pay your bills. You spend 235 days. Laughing? 115 days. Do you laugh a lot? Amen? Laughter is a medicine, right? The Bible says. Getting ready. You know, preparing for church, preparing to, you're fixing to go somewhere else or to work. You know what? It depends if you're a male or if you're a female. For men, getting ready, 46 days. For women, getting ready, 136 days. Yeah. This is something that has been studied. It means that men, when they prepare, sometimes they just, you know, very fast, they just can do 5 minutes, they're done. But for some women, they have to have some, you know, some kind of protocol. This has to be done first before this, you know. And then, so it's something that you have to, they're more meticulous than men. But men, we're kind of sometimes are lackluster, you know. You get out of the house, you have not even imagined, oh, I have not even combed my hair. Because we would like to be fast, 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 okay? So, with all this time that you will have to spend if you live about 79 years, you know what time will be left with you? Let me use my, this is a visual aid. So the total will be 71 years, okay? 71 years. All of these 71 years. So let me cut to 79. Okay? 79. Oops. Don't worry, I just bought it. We just bought it from Dollar Tree. It's only $1.25 in the States. And then, all the things that I've mentioned a while ago, that will be 71 years. You're only left with 8 years. What will you do with your 8 years? You know, after sleeping, working, eating, vacationing, all those stuff that we have mentioned a while ago, you will just be left with 8 years. In the 71 years that we, you know, I mentioned a while ago, church life is not even part of it. Prayer is not even part of it. Like devotion, reading the Bible, is not even part of it. like going on visitation, doing ministry work, or serving as a volunteer somewhere. They're not even mentioned about it. Obviously, this study is done more than with the unbelievers, unsaved, or the heathens in mind. But for us Christians, it must be a different scenario. It must be a different narrative. Amen? 8 years. I have some suggestions what to do with the 8 years left with you. Number one, spend your life with your church family. Church life. You know what you will be spending with your church life if you go to church? At least a maximum of 3 hours a week. If you have to live about 79 years, you know how much year or how much time you'll be spending? 2 years. So let's take off 2 years from here. So you will be left with how many years anymore? Years more? 6 years. 6 years. Prayer life, Bible reading, and all, you know, devotion. That will be about equivalent to 4 years. 1, 2, 3, 4. You are left with 2 years. 2 years. Why can we use 1 year for service, like volunteer in a, you know, somewhere to serve in a church setting or in a community, and then you are just left with 1 year? Why don't we use the 1 year to bring people to Christ, to share the word of God with non-believers, with your friends, loved ones who are not yet believers? 1 year. I mean, these are just suggestions, but of course, if you are wise in spending your time, instead of probably sleeping 8 hours a day, if you sleep just 7 hours a day, then you're able to save 1 hour a day. How much will be 1 hour a day for 1 year? That will be that's a lot, right? And then it's spend it somewhere else that you know will have an impact in eternity. So, the Bible says in Psalm 119, verse 89, "Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven." Psalm 90, verse 12, "So teach us to number our days that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom." That should be at the prayer of every believer. Lord, teach us to number our days that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. Knowing all this study, and knowing that I only have 8 years, if I will have to live about 79 years of my life, would it be wise to spend this time, the remaining of your time, for the Lord's ministry, for, you know, bringing the gospel to unsaved people? I think there are about 40,000 people here in Musjo. Of the 40,000 people here in Musjo, about 400 people are Filipinos. I check the statistics. About 400 Filipinos. How many Filipino members do we have here at church? Musjo Baptist Church. If we have here about, probably I say 20, would that be right? Or more? 20? Less? Less than 20. You know how much would be the 400 Filipinos? How much would be that 10% of 400? 40, right? 40? So our Filipino members here are just about 5% of the 400 Filipinos. This is a wide field to reach for the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? How many total population, all, you know, internationals, all other ethnicity, Canadians, Caucasians, Africans, everyone? About 200,000 people. Oh, no, I'm sorry, about 40,000 people. So that's a lot. That's a lot to reach for the Lord Jesus Christ. And we have to bring the gospel to them because they need Christ as their Lord and their Savior. I only have 1 minute to go, but can I extend 5 minutes, brother? Is it okay? Because we have not come to the God and time, man and time. Looking at the time, the definition of time a while ago, let's go to the biblical definition of time. In the biblical definition of time, there are actually two Greek words that can, you know, that can explain what's the definition of time in regarding God and regarding man. Number one, regarding God. When we talk about time in the perspective of God, the Greek word kairos is actually the word used. It is the time that is not bound to any kind of quantitative category. It is the qualitative time, kairos. And then the other word is actually chronos, from the root word of chronology, chronos, okay, man time. The definition of chronos is it is time in its measurable, objective, predictable sense. It refers to literal quantitative time. So kairos time is always in the now. And so it remains an unbroken whole. In the sight of God, God can cease from the past to the future because he is in the eternity past. Time is just a capsule in the study of eternity, a drop of water in the ocean of eternity. Amen? So that's kairos. So when we talk about time with God, he sees, like, probably a good illustration. Have you watched a parade? You know, in Olongapo City, our hometown in Olongapo City, Zambales in the Philippines, every year we have a city parade. And when you watch a city parade, it's a long parade, probably about an hour of parade. You know what happens when you just watch the parade? When you're just standing on the, you know, side of the street, you'll be able to see every participant, you know, passes by. Like an elementary school, their band, you know. You just see them one at a time, or at least three, you know, three at a time. That is actually chronos time. Chronos. You see the perspective of time because you can only as far as your, you know, your eyes can see. But you know, some are wise enough to go to the very high top of the building. Sometimes you call it a rooftop, okay? And they can see the parade from the very beginning to the very end of the parade. And that is kairos time. Time, in the perspective of God, or kairos time, he can see the past and the future. As believers, we should always be confident that the God that we serve is already in the future. Even when we arrive before the future, he is already there. So why worry? Amen? God is already there. He's just waiting for us to be able to get there. If he's already there, we should have the confidence the God that we serve, the God that saved us, is already there. He knows the future. You know, what's the song that says, I don't know about tomorrow, right? But we know that God is already there. Because our time, our perspective of time is very limited to what happened in the past and what is going on right now, at the moment. But the future, I don't know, right? I don't know. We do not even know. So let me end again on this verse. Psalm 90, verse 12, so teach us to number our days that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. Shall we pray? Lord, thank you, Lord, for being a God that can see the past up to the future, past eternity or even the eternity future. Thank you, Lord, that one moment in our life, we have put our faith and trust in you and repented of our sins, and it changed the trajectory of our lives. Heaven is now for sure. We are sure of our destiny. And we thank you, Lord, that we have this opportunity, our Father, that we can rejoice over the fact that we have the confidence that you have already, that you are already in the future. As we travel this time, this capsule of time, we know, Lord, that you hold us every minute of our lives. We give you all back the glory, this I pray, in Christ's most precious name. Amen. I think we'll have a short break.